talking landscaping this morning, like we have all month long here at Rosie on the House. We brought in our admired experts in the northern desert foothills. It's the Desert Foothills Landscape Company. We've got Jake Plocker, the landscape and hardscape specialist, as well as Chad Norris, vice president of sales and the lead designer. And we were just getting into the conversation about hardscape. We've been talking about plant species and lighting and things like that. But hardscape really is a major element of that layering effect that really adds the drama to the whole scheme. So I'm thinking, like, at the first meeting or two, we're drawing bubble gut diagrams. Like, this is where me and mom and, you know, Uncle Charlie do the barbecuing, and this is where the kids gather, and this is where the dog space needs to be, and here's the landscaping. And then you take those bubble diagrams and just start sketching in all those little hardscape features, and then you do plant species after that. Is that kind of the way the sequence goes?
Not exactly. Not with Desert Foothills Landscape.
Okay.
We are taking a little different approach to that. We don't do the bubble diagram plants. We are more artistic view. And so we gain trust through the clients of many examples that we've done, and just in how confident we are with our designs, that we get a vision for where the spaces the clients want. We really discuss with the clients what they want and how the setting is best suited for them, for their entertainment, the barbecue if they'd like one, fire pit. All those things come to during our first meeting, we kind of talk about. And then we begin to layer those in where best suited. So kitchens near the kitchen, right? The outdoor kitchen near the indoor kitchen. You place a kitchen out further in your yard and you tend not to use it. So it's important to place these things where they're going to be visually interesting from inside the home, as well as useful when you're out in your patio space. And I know from my experience, not having to trek across the yard to get to my barbecue grill. I want outside the kitchen so I can come back in it, you know, back and forth and take care of whatever I'm grilling. So we do approach it a little different. That's sometimes a hard sale with a client, just trying to explain to them that, well, be confident with what we're gonna lay
okay,
out.
Okay, you've been around 30 years. You're maintaining 900 different landscapes. So you obviously are good at convincing people to write you a deposit check to do this without a set of plans.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good, yeah, Jack.
I gotta come train our design.
Yeah, it's well, we've got a lot of examples. We've done a lot of work. We've got a high reputation in that area. But one of the other things that is a different approach is to hardscape that varies is we don't make the hardscape the focal point of the backyard. We want to nestle those certain elements amongst the landscape or the softscape setting. So you're looking out your main kitchen window or dining room window and there's not a barbecue position right in your view corridor. You want those to be softened visually from the house. So whereas some might think it's right up in the foreground, we tend to separate them and nestle them in the surrounding softscape settings to, when you're not using those things, you don't want them to be in your view. You want to see the color and texture and varieties of plant materials when you're not using those hardscape elements. So not designing around the hardscape and looking at it as a whole has been really beneficial for us, for sure.
So when you don't do any plans, and we were talking infrastructure later, and y'all brought up another element, I mentioned wires for lighting and wires for speaker, but you guys are talking, you know, your gas for your outdoor kitchen, for your fireplaces, for your firewalls. You see them a lot, especially downtown remodel district of Tucson. They've got a lot of firewalls along the walking route in front of restaurants. It's a lot easier to put them in when you got the trencher there than when you get down, you're like, oh, you know what we should have had?
Right. Well, we know what's going to happen, but the clients don't so much. I mean, Jake and I are really good at envisioning how this space will be transformed. We just don't put that on a plan all the time as a selling point for the job. We create an expectation and verbally describe this story of how the landscape is going to evolve. And then before we get started, we position where these fire pits or water features or barbecues will be so we can start that infrastructure. But the challenging part in what we do is getting the homeowners to buy into the vision without actually seeing anything. And we've got a creative way of doing it, and it works really well. Some people come in and say, there's no way I'm doing anything without a plan. And they leave after writing a deposit check, and they want to be part of the movement.
So when you look back on all the jobs, is there one that stands out in your mind as, you know, the one that topped them all for you?
Well, I think one of the coolest things we've done as a company is in Carefree, there's the Sundial or the Carefree Gardens, which was a concept that was brought together 10 years ago or so, 15 years ago. And we were fortunate enough to be involved in that process. And through a number of layers, this has become a tourist attraction and kind of a centerpiece within the community. And amongst that is some of our most unique plant material we've ever come across or salvaged and then landscapes created. And with almost 2,000 plants, I think, now donated, you know, costing over $1 million, it's where we get to showcase some of our the most unique specimen type cacti and succulents there are. And even to this day, if we come across one that is so rare and unusual that there's really no price tag for it, that's the project that it goes to, so that many people can view it and enjoy it.
And this is called the Sundial.
Yeah,
Sundial in Cave Creek.
Mm-hmm.
This is something somebody can go see.
Absolutely.
Walk through. How do I get there?
And tours. You take Scottsdale Road, where it transitions into Tom Darlington.
Speed trap. Careful.
Right, exactly. It goes down to 35 there. So when you get to Cave Creek, you make a right, and it's the entire southeast corner of that intersection. And there's a little splash pad. There's a playground. They've created somewhat of an amphitheater and pathways to meander through this setting. And it's some place that a lot of people visit year-round, residents and otherwise. And it's cool for us to be a part of that.
That's kind of like the botanical.
It's a mini version of the botanical gardens. Yeah,
the largest, I think, sundial in Arizona. I think it is. I don't know, maybe the Southwest, but.
Well, until we're proven wrong, it's the Southwest.
That's right.
Great.
You'd mentioned a lot of things that y'all do that are unique, identifying cactus and collecting them out of their landscape. At times they've outgrown it or whatever the case. Do you guys have like an old world sculptor out there that does, you know, carves shapes out of rocks?
We do. We have some people that we kind of like our brokers, if you will, for those special pieces. We try to incorporate something special in each little. So you mentioned earlier about is there anything that really stands out other than the sundial? I mean, that is amazing to walk through. But we try to integrate something into each landscape that is special to that home or the homeowner. And so you get those water features that are made out of a giant lizard that comes, water comes out its feet and just different areas so that kind of trickles down. But those are the elements that make each home special. So it's for me, it's not just one home, but it seems like each home has something special, unique to it. That.
So where did you get this rock shaped perfectly like a cowboy boot out of the rock, out of the granite type material that's in the boulders? I mean, did y'all carve that on hand there with like a little old chipping stone?
No, it is actually natural. The only thing I couldn't talk the client into was putting a spur on it so it actually looked like it. But when it comes to these boulders, and as Chad had mentioned earlier, a lot of the mountain ranges that are around from the homes we see, you can see it from a lot of the backyards. And so what we try to do is, in some instances, is when we integrate the large specimen in, we'll try to place boulders so it will tie in with the distant mountain ranges. And so as I lead into where the boot came from, we get these boulders from large ranches up north. And they're just kind of our people that take care of us. And they find these boulder outcroppings and can actually bring those specimens to us. And this boot was in one of those settings, you know, the boulders that are naturally placed in nature. We try to relocate them and put them into our designs. So it kind of moves from a natural setting up north to the backyard of a resident.
We've talked about all the different elements of the landscaping, or many of the different elements of the landscaping. What, when y'all are visiting with a client and you're dreaming up this perfect backyard, what happens when they say, I want a swimming pool?
Say, how big, how deep, you know, what color pebble deck do you want?
Yeah. Now,
we try to offer as much as we can on the hardscape side of it. There are some times where, you know, if we're doing a big package landscape, we'll start to just, not that we're controlling at all, but we like to have control of our design. So if it's a blank canvas in the backyard. We want to best suit the client. You know, if you go to and this is no knock on, you know, pool installers, but they want to install a pool here because it best suits them, you know, for electrical or how far the gas line is from or a setting. We want to try to integrate that into the best use for the client, where it's either they can visually enjoy the waterfall that comes off of the back and then we can place specimens. So we like to control that, but we can do a pool.
How many pools are at the Warren residence?
That is one that... pool. It's one pool.
Doesn't look like it from this picture.
There's multiple different layers and there's waterfalls connecting. I don't even know how they do it. Whoever had to build that is profoundly talented, because that was some kind of pool. Now a lot of that pool was there when we took it over, except it was surrounded with large mesquite trees and overgrown sages, and we minimized that debris and that maintenance effect and integrated a more of a desert scape into that pool, and that was a pretty awesome project. But we can't take credit for the pool. That is a one of a kind.
Well, it's got a one-of-a-kind landscape around it now, and you can tell where y'all took those messy trees. And it's not like they're all eliminated.
No.
You've got some far in the back off of where the top of the waterfall starts, and you've got an incredible lawn behind. Is that a golf course behind it?
No, that's their private lawn. It's probably 10,000 square feet of grass, and they have some dogs, and it is their little slice of heaven for sure.
I'd never leave.
No kidding. You don't have
that
to.
That was mine.
You don't have to.
But, oh, man, the variety of different agaves and barrel cactus and saguaro and old man. You talked about that botanical garden y'all created at the intersection. You kind of did an own botanical garden right here.
This is their own private yard, and access was a huge concern. The grass was there already. We had to use our crane, go over the house to set many of those. Like that centerpiece organ pipe in the middle of that pool where that island is, and integrate some more boulders around it to have it make sense, and all amongst a home and a pool and a patio that was pre-existing.
We're here with Jake Plocker, landscape and hardscaping specialist, and Chad Norris, vice president of sales of Desert Foothills Landscaping. Talk about just some of the projects they've managed to put together. Y'all's service area is generally the North Valley of Maricopa County.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're looking at expanding into Paradise Valley. We've currently got some new designs and remodels going down there, so we're hoping to branch and work our way more south.
And y'all actually have an outdoor showroom, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And where's that?
In Cave Creek. In Cave Creek, we've got our main showroom and office, which has an attached nursery where we can walk with the clients and actually look at and select some of their specimen cactus.
Are people free to drive by and just stop in and take a look around?
Absolutely.
What's the address?
36815 North Cave Creek Road.
So how would you find it?
A couple miles north of Carefree Highway and Cave Creek.
All right, very
right
good.
Hand side of the road, right as it starts to bend right and go into
the car sized boulders along the street. You won't miss us if you're looking for us.
And your phone number?
480-488-0128.